back to another episode of Virtual Jam. I'm Cody Aiden here with Spencer Halford, and today we're just going to give you an update on Vibrant Management. We're almost through the first quarter, and yeah, we thought, let's give you guys some updates on what's been happening. So I'll kick it over to Spencer, and he can share the first thing he wants to share.
Yeah, we've had a lot that's happened. This first quarter of 2023 has been pretty explosive. I feel like it's been a really great first quarter. Things that have happened, at least on my front, that we see, we're seeing a lot of like booking pace increase. So we're seeing our properties start to book out more. But then the coolest thing that has happened to us by far recently is onboarding Powder Mountain Vacation Rentals. You can check out their current setup at powdermountaingetaways.com. It'll take you to just another page on the Powder Mountain Resort website. And just so in case some of you who are listening to this haven't heard what Powder Mountain is, Powder Mountain is actually the largest ski resort in North America. And this is their hospitality arm. So people who have homes or vacation rentals on the mountain, they can employ basically just kind of like us, a property management company, to manage their rentals for them. And so the interesting problem that they face is that they really have a very, very, very strong season with the ski season and a very weak off season. And what's so fascinating about that is they're located in one of the most beautiful places on planet Earth, Eden, Utah. And it's next to several other ski resorts, but it's absolutely beautiful. So our job will be working on their rate and revenue management, their marketing, and then getting more heads in beds during their off season. And I actually think their off season has a lot of potential to be just as strong.
Eden's as beautiful season. In the summer.
It's amazing. It's a great place to be. Cody and I were just there last year for Breck's wedding.
Yeah,
it wasn't awesome. At Powder Mountain, but it was at the ski resort adjacent from it.
Yeah, and we stayed in Eden. That's where our was. Yeah, it was great. Yep. I loved it.
Yeah, and how did you find that place? Was it just Airbnb?
Just their Airbnb, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these are Airbnb style. The nice thing about these properties, most of them, is they're ski in, ski out. So you can just, from your door, you can head down the hill and catch a lift. So they're very high-end, super luxury. And these would be great. Like, if you found this on Airbnb, especially in the middle of the summer, this is a killer find.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, even now, they've got all this beautiful snow. I mean, just like... Kyle did a video the other day. I don't know if it's on Vibrant's Instagram yet or not, but I mean, just absolutely stunning. And he was on the ski lift and was like pointing out the properties that we're managing. And I mean, they are surrounded by snow, like a three-story house that's completely just encased in snow. I mean, the greatest snow on earth.
It truly is. Check out on their website. There's these cabins called the Horizon Cabin. And there's a paved walkway to this cabin. And I was looking at it on Instagram today. And there's about 5 feet of snow just adjacent from the pathway. I mean, it would be challenging for me to look directly over it. I mean, it's very, very tall. So yeah, that's been very exciting, is getting them on board and it started. We'll talk more about them throughout the podcast, I'm sure. We're getting a new website done for them too, but we're really excited about that.
Something else I'm really excited to talk about, a client of mine that's always been close to me, is Utah Luxury Tours. We started with them. They're one of the first clients that Vibrant ever had. And one of the first ones that we did a branding for. So we went through our branding exercise with them, built our first website, which at the time was really great and to the best of our capabilities. But as we've grown and they've grown, it was really time to enhance and upgrade their digital offering, because they offer this amazing, unique and luxury experience. And the digital example of that just wasn't living up, right? Yeah, like their digital presence did not convey the luxury that they actually get when you go on an experience with them. And so we've just finished it. It should be live here probably by the time this podcast is out. I bet you the new site will be live. And I got to say, it is absolutely stunning. Maybe the best site that we've ever done. So go to utahluxurytours.com and check it out. If you love that and you want a site like that, reach out to us. I think it'll be the site that I use as like our example or a case study going forward to say, this is what we're capable of, because it really just turned out so incredible. So we're really, really excited to be working back with them, and a partnership that we're just so thankful to be back in the saddle with.
Yeah. And speaking on websites too, if you want to see a great before and after of a website, check out this website. This is a client of ours that's in Mesquite, Nevada. If you go to highlandestatesresort.com, you can see probably the worst website ever made by man. We have transformed that into the same hotel with a new brand called Mojave Edge. And you can find that at mojaveedge.com. Do a quick compare and contrast before and after on these two websites. It's the same property, just with new brand applied. And so what we're really excited about is oftentimes when we take on a new property, we kill the old website. Well, in this situation, it's got so much relevance and historical data that we're not killing the website for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it might stay up forever just with a pop-up redirect that says, please visit our new site. So you really get the opportunity to see what this digital presence looked like prior to engagement with Vibrant,
yep,
and what it looks like now. When you go to the two sites, you would never believe it's the same property.
It's night and day. And in fact, the experience of staying at the property is even elevated just from their digital presence. In fact, if you looked at the website before staying at this property, I think you'd make a decision to not stay there.
Yeah, did not effectively tell their story.
Not in the slightest. And now you look at the new website and it actually is something that encourages you to stay there and conveys to the T exactly who they are and what you can expect when you go there, as well as really great information about all the stuff that happens in and around the state.
Another exciting thing too, we have our first RV property. Mm-hmm. So out in Hilldale, we have Water Canyon RV. Beautiful RV spot with a bunch of units. You can find it on campspot.com. You can just search Zion and it'll pull right up. And we're really excited about that. That's something we've never done before. So it gets us an opportunity to engage with the new PMS in Campspot, learn a new niche of hospitality, and then continue to offer support to those other beautiful properties in Water Canyon with Water Canyon Winery and Water Canyon Resort. So really now we've got this whole trifecta out there. And so if you've got an RV or you've got a camper and you're looking to go see some of the most beautiful terrain you've ever seen, I highly recommend you pop onto Campspot, search out Zion, and find Water Canyon RV because it is stunning. It's just got an amazing backdrop.
Yeah, I think their website is watercanyonrvpark.com, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So check them out at watercanyonrvpark.com. I was actually just out there. Spots are starting to fill up, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's so great.
It's cool to see people out there. This just opened a few months ago. And just like Cody said, this is a virtual GM property. So something that's new to us is doing virtual GM inside of the RV park world. And that's actually really nice. I was speaking to another RV park owner just last week and talking about kind of the pros and cons of having someone that's on site. And the biggest con is what it costs to keep them and the payroll, right? That's your biggest overhead on something like this, that and the land. And so we were talking about that and just based off of what our rate is for virtual GM versus what it costs to have someone on site to check in, check out, maintenance, answer the phones, things like that. You can actually get pretty upside down on these really quick so long as you're not running your business the right way. So that's actually a massive feather in our cap is that we've been able to swap into a whole new industry in the RV park world and execute virtual GM without skipping any beat.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty awesome. I'm really excited to see what it does in the season. Here in Southern Utah, we've been hit with some unbelievable weather to start the year.
It's been brutal.
Utah's received the most snow it ever has in the past 40 years. And so we're getting snow in places like Kanab got 8 inches the other day. That is not typical for Kanab. We've had more snow in St. George
than it's absurd.
I've ever seen in my life.
I was
life.
At Water Canyon RV today in Water Canyon Winery. And there was 6 inches on the ground.
Yeah, that's crazy. So we are actually seeing, so our year-over-year booking pace right now for most of our properties is behind, but all of our future bookings are up. So when you check, you know, what's been booked through this date last year versus this year, we're up, but our year-to-year is down because typically you're coming to Southern Utah for sunshine and good weather. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to deliver that. So, but what also is good for those of you listening in the space is we are seeing that booking window start to extend. So we're just looking at one of our properties today during our biweekly meeting. And at the same time last year, they had no bookings like August through December for the whole year. They hadn't received any yet. And this year they have bookings in every single month for the entire year, which is really exciting because that shows like that old school booking window of what used to be like 100 days pre-COVID. We're starting to see some of that again, which obviously is helpful for us because it allows us to more appropriately plan. And obviously we know that we put our rates higher out in those future dates because we don't want to undersell what our property could be at that time. So we are seeing some really exciting growth there. And I think we're going to have a really, really awesome spring and summer.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some other updates that are really cool. Some of them haven't materialized and finalized yet. And there's stuff that we really want to share with you. And I'd imagine probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we will share with you.
Yeah, we've got some really exciting stuff that we're not able to share to Spencer's point. But some of it could be like, you know, we could be doing some really, really cool stuff.
Amazing
so
things.
You definitely want to continue to follow, hit that subscribe button, and let us keep sharing our story with you. I also want to announce that we have a new employee. So Emily Frisbee is our new regional manager. So she's been working as a GM of a property for a little over a year now, a real expert in Weber's Pro, amazing with guests, amazing with execution. And it's something that it's a role we've been wanting to fill at Vibrant for the whole time that you've been here. So a year really, but we were so picky in who we wanted to bring on because we really wanted to ensure that person was going to deliver to our standards at Vibrant. And what's so great is being a GM, she knows exactly what what she would need that role to give from a support standpoint. Right. So this is Thursday. So she's been out for 4 days already and you can already see the huge impact she's making. So we're just super excited to have her on our team. And it's also a huge value add for our new clients because now we've got someone who's able to be at each property every single week. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah. It adds just even more value for us on the management side, especially just check in, see what people need, execute on our offerings and our promises. And it's a huge win for Vibrant. So if you join the Vibrant family, that's definitely someone that you'd get to know is Emily. She's amazing. Just like Cody said, a wizard in WebRes Pro and really great experience on that hospitality side as a GM at a property too.
We're also potentially looking at new office space. So we as Vibrant have been in the same office for 6 years, I think. You know, we actually laid the tile, we did the baseboards, we redid the electrical. Like, it feels like home. I mean, I spent more time there than probably anywhere else in the last 6 years cumulatively. And we only have 1,000 square feet in our office and we use every single inch of that thing.
Literally every inch.
And so we're really excited for the growth. And obviously our team is growing as we're just sharing. And so we'll keep you guys updated on that. If we get that new office, we'll be sure to give you a
virtual
tour. Those of you who have been a follower of the show for a long time, obviously know Kyle, and we've got an awesome office for him in the new space. We're excited to show you guys.
Yeah, we'll show you that. And Kyle probably won't even get to know what it is until he's in there.
Yeah, you and Kyle will see it for the first time together, so that's exciting.
Correct.
Yeah. I drew it on the orange table today for Allie, and I was like, I told her it was her office at first, and she goes, she said, no, that'll be Kyle's office. I said, yeah, that's actually
That was already the plan, was Kyle's office. Yep.
But I think that kind of brings us up to speed, right? Is there anything else that you can think of that, I mean, we did our annual planning meeting in Scottsdale in December. Yeah. Most of the tasks that we had coming out of that meeting are pretty well completed.
And they were annual tasks.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. So, really excited about working with Stash. So Stash is this amazing. Have we talked about Stash on the podcast?
We've talked about them, but it's never been like a main focus.
So they're this amazing platform for independent boutique properties to get some of the benefits of like what a flag would give you through building points and getting free stays. And they've got this amazing, they're very picky on who they let in their program. So you know if you go to a Stash property, it's going to be incredible. And we're onboarding Stash to quite a few of our properties right now. Bungalows, dwellings, Watchman Villas, and Canyons are all joining the Stash collection, which we're just so excited about and really looking forward to building a strategic partnership with them because there's so many amazing properties out there that the property fits Stash.
Yep.
Like they are just truly amazing, but their digital presence is lacking. And so obviously their digital presence is where new guests interact with you for the first time. And so Stash can't have a property on, even though the property is amazing, if that digital presence is just not up to snuff, right? And so we're really excited to build a partnership with them and hopefully be able to be that catalyst for Stash to help those properties really show their value through their digital presence.
Totally. Yeah. If you want more information about that, Cody has talked to them, lots of times. Yeah. He's leading the onboarding on that. So if you have any questions about your hotel rewards, reach out to us, Cody, the Vibrant team. And then also something that we haven't talked about yet, we're actually still giving away just until the end of the quarter, a free month of digital marketing. So just to show who we are and what we're capable of, and then also the benefits of running ads for your boutique hotel. Reach out to me, spencer@thevibrantteam.com. We'd love to set that up for you. No obligation, no contract, nothing. We just want you to show you the benefits of something you're probably missing out on right now.
Yeah, and that's really the confidence we have in our processes. Yep. We can give you a month for free because we know that after you see those results, you're going to want to retain our services.
Absolutely. We really come without cost because the reward on the other side is so high.
Okay. Well, I think that pretty much covers the first quarter so far. We've still got all of March, I'm sorry. So we're looking really excited to finish out this quarter strong and finalize our rocks for the quarter. And we'll give you guys an update once we get to April and kind of give you a recap of how we did for the whole quarter.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a great day.